the Women Could Fly, a novel by Megan Giddings, performed by Angel Peen. 1. On the day we all agreed that, yes, sure, okay, it's time, my mother was dead, I went to the storage unit where my dad kept all her stuff. I told myself if I wanted, I could burn it, take all the boxes and clothes and loved things out into the parking lot. Kerosene, matches, patience, ash. Instead, I decided I would sort through it, choose a few things to save, clean the rest out and save my dad some time and money. I am a practical person. The unit smelled like black and mild jazzes, but I wasn't sure why. There were faint whiffs of her when I opened different boxes. Cedar, mint, rosemary. I want to be precise because every time I'm precise about her, she returns for a half second, her hands on the fork and spoon in a way where I can see the dirt beneath her fingernails. Saturday mornings that she spent spread out on the sofa, legs crossed and eyes on the ceiling, a forgotten book on her stomach. My mother's hand on my forearm, her skin shining brown, and telling me I need to get lotion. She will not have her child walking around ashy. Her fingers pushing my hair away from my eyebrows and saying, just because your forehead is big, doesn't mean it isn't beautiful. Look, there you are. I said it aloud, again. Yes, sure, she is, probably, no, definitely dead. Say it again, like you believe it. My mother is dead. My voice was flat, yet hesitant. A box marked hair care, pomade, flat iron, a wig I had never seen her wear, synthetic smell, her books and research. My mother's biggest passion was researching our lineage. My great-great-great-great-great-grand-aunt was burned for witchcraft. Birds that stilled, eyes that grew bright, their beaks and feathers following her as she spoke. A refusal to take a husband. The accounts about her disagreed. The story my mother preferred. Our ancestor was just an ordinary woman. An ordinary woman in the wrong place, who upset the wrong man, and he used the laws of the day to teach her and all the other women in her village a lesson. Not a fun story, but an honest one. The story my father, my grandmother, my aunt, everyone else in my life prefers to tell. My ancestor was a witch. Her burning took place on a beach. The heat from the fire so hot, it turned sand into glass. My grandma has a bracelet made from the beads she swears came from that day that has been passed on from eldest daughter to eldest daughter. Our ancestress, when she couldn't handle the fire any longer, flew off the pillar and plunged her scorched feet into the sea. The smoke and steam sifted and became a week-long fog. It crashed ships, blanketed the town, made the people who had tried to burn her afraid to leave their homes. My grandmother's records say this ancestor went on to the United States. Her older sister's records say this happened on Oak Island in South Carolina. My other great aunt says no, this was New York. In school, like everyone else, like you, I was raised to believe that witches are still alive and living among us today, although most have died in the great eradications. My family was divided. My mother believed witches were a hoax still perpetuated today to keep women afraid and oppressed. My worst cousins, the ones who are loudest on the internet, believe that witchcraft is maybe an illness, like if you're in the wrong room at the wrong time. Although for some it devolves into if you voted for the wrong person, you are a witch. If you vaccinate your children, you are a witch and are risking turning them into witches, and so on. And my uncles on my dad's side say shut up about witches and get back in the kitchen. Dinner should be served every day at 5:30 sharp. My mother pointed to the laws, how women are encouraged to be married by 30. How unmarried women starting at 28 have to do quarterly